The thinking behind it is that we'll be able to deliver our own education program on it, but also that, you know, schools can come and book it to do their own subjects. So, you know, for instance, it would be perfect for like English or poetry, be great for Irish, be great for geography and, you know, the sort of subjects that lend themselves to be done outside. But it's also fantastic for core subjects. You know, maths is bound to be better outside than in a classroom.
And you've already had in the thousands using that space already and fully booked out for 2023?
Fully booked out for 2023, yeah. We would normally get about 2,000 school children between primary and secondary schools every year. But because we're only open for a few months when the schools are open, we're quite limited in sort of the education that we can deliver. So this will allow us to sort of continue through the autumn and into the winter, you know. It's quite sheltered in that area, so really we don't think there'll be too many days that you can't use that.
And you do have a full program over the summer as well of entertainment and art and so on, and I'm looking at that space and thinking you could really make use of that for art events over the summer.
Art events, yeah, small things like poetry readings, even workshops. It'd be great for sort of, you know, adult workshops, art workshops. Really, you know, it's hard to think what wouldn't work in it.
And all the materials used in the construction of that facility, all of them sourced in Donegal?
Sourced in Donegal, yeah. The benches actually came from our own garden. It was a cherry tree that died and it was kind of curved. And sort of the chances of having a curved tree that died just when you wanted curved benches are, you know, almost non-existent. But also the timber in the classroom structure came from Inishowen, and the man's here today that gave us the wood, he actually planted the trees and cut them down and sawed them up. So it's, you know, there's a lovely circle of life in the classroom.
The true definition of the circular economy.
That's it, that's exactly it.